Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, a little bit after 5:30 in beautiful downtown Nashville in the beautiful Music City Center, site of the NASCAR Awards Banquet, which is people are just flooding in fancy dresses and nice suits and tuxes all around us. And so a gentleman walks up to the table and he said, "I think I'm supposed to come see you guys." Then we all hear his voice and it's like, "Oh, hey, Winston Kelly, yeah. Good to have you here. Great to have you, man. Thanks for stopping by."
Delighted to be here. Appreciate you guys carrying MRN, but we've just had a blast here in Nashville. Just a great place to be. A lot of synergy between our fans, country music fans, and NASCAR and Nashville folks in general. So just honored to be here.
What does Nashville and NASCAR mean to you as somebody that cares so deeply about this sport?
I mean, it was one of those places that we went to for so very many years. And I was honestly surprised that the track that was just outside of town was not any more successful than it was, and I can't put my finger on that, but Nashville and NASCAR are synonymous. When you look at the type of people, I was talking to Mike Helton earlier, the vice chair of NASCAR. He said he was going through the Country Music Hall of Fame, and they were pointing out things they have, like a still that somebody made. Well, we've got one that Junior Johnson made well, and different things. So there's so much similarity, and we visited the Country Music Hall of Fame before we opened our Hall of Fame, and we stole some ideas, and in turn, they picked up on some things. So it's one great happy family, if you will, whether it's Hall of Fame family, NASCAR family, country music, or Nashville. So it's just all one and the same. And I hope we can come back here and race at some point in time.
As executive director of the NASCAR Hall of Fame, you are one of the protectors of the sport. That just kind of comes with the job. As NASCAR tries to move into the future, and obviously we were talking earlier with Alex and Jeff about the situation, so many other entertainment options for all sports. How is NASCAR trying to keep pace with the divided attention span of people like me, 26, who consume almost everything in clip form on social media?
Well, Bill France Jr. has a quote in the video that we did for him going into the Hall of Fame. He said, if you're not moving forward, you're backing up because people are passing you. And you're doing things that folks feel like they need. The attention spans are less. And I think NASCAR started it a while back when several tracks went from 500 to 400 miles.
Right.
I was talking to folks from Pocono earlier tonight. I quit going to Pocono as an MRN broadcaster. I'd come here to Nashville to the Busch Series race or to Iowa to the Busch Series race because it was too long of a race. I said, I'll go back when it becomes 400. Seriously. And I did. And I'm an older guy, but I think our attention spans are shorter, whether you're going to the movies or going to a race.
I can promise you mine is.
and I think that's what we're doing. I think that's what NASCAR is doing. And I think that's where stage racing comes in. One of the things that I had not realized when we went to that, we didn't count points until the end of the race. That's like saying that the first quarter didn't count in football or basketball or the first third with the Predators that you threw it out the window. It's like, that's foolish, and you're looking at that, so you've got those shorter bursts, if you will, and I think stage racing is a great example of that, to say it matters what you do in the first third of the race, and that the points that Kyle Busch accumulated throughout the year is part of what got him to Homestead, Miami. In the absence of that system, he may not have even qualified and likely wouldn't have qualified, but it also, as a fan, keeps you interested in middle parts of the race, not just tuning in for the last quarter of the race and what happens. You don't necessarily just watch the last quarter of an NFL game or the last period of the Predators game. You pay attention throughout, and I think that's some of the things that NASCAR's doing.
So how about this? It's not a team sport, even though there are racing teams. It's an individual sport, so it's a little bit different, but the NBA existed on Magic versus Bird. Then the NFL was the NFL, but I think it really took off because of Brady versus Manning. rivalries really help out in sports. I look at an individual sport like golf and think, well, you had Tiger versus Phil, and that was enough. The rivalries don't seem to exist right now in NASCAR, and I think maybe that's one place where I want to see some drivers' personalities where there's some kind of a dislike that draws me in as an entertainment viewer.
I hate to take exception to you, okay, but you ask Martin Truex Jr. It's not a team sport when they put the wrong tires, the left side on the right side, the right side on the left side. If that had not happened, I won't say absolutely, but he's the champion this year.
Okay.
He's the champion this year. Had they not made a mistake on Denny Hamlin's car, Kyle Busch was the fourth best of the championship cars, maybe tied with Kevin Harvick for third best. Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr. were better cars. They made zero mistakes. They made zero mistakes. I would say it is a team sport. Do you need more rivalries? Absolutely. I don't disagree with that, whether it's David Pearson and Richard Petty. One of the things that I think your a strength is also can be a weakness to excess. I think social media has caused many of the drivers, because they're under such a microscope and their name is synonymous with their sponsor,
right,
unlike other stick and ball sports,
sure,
and they've got to be more careful in how they show their personality. I think that's part of the thing. But, you know, you saw it with Joey Logano and Denny Hamlin at Martinsville. You saw it with Joey and Martin Truex Jr. at Martinsville last year. You know, just last night, Clint Bowyer and Jeff Gordon were picking at each other at Old Red at Blake Shelton's bar. But their history went back to where they weren't particularly very affable with each other back in Phoenix a number of years ago. So I think social media has not helped that in any sport, but especially in an individual sport that's so high energy like NASCAR.
Winston Kelly hanging out with us. You guys being in Nashville feels like, I think Jason compared it to just putting a well-worn glove. It instantly fits. It feels perfect. How do we get to having the top levels of this sport turning laps in this city again, most notably at the Fairgrounds Speedway?
You know, I think there are a lot of people a lot smarter than I am and a lot more influential on the competition side. And I think from what I understand, and you guys know this landscape a whole lot better than I do, that there are a lot of moving parts and pieces locally,
right,
to the fairgrounds that are having more impact on that than NASCAR's desire to come here. The schedule is large for NASCAR. One of the things I see with Pocono's double weekend next year is how can they expand the schedule without expanding the schedule?
Right.
How can they add a race without adding to the weekends? Because by far the longest sport in sports right now from February to November, and I think we're seeing that with that change. But I don't think there's anybody in NASCAR that doesn't want to come to the fairgrounds. It's getting those right pieces of the puzzle in place.
The city's really embraced having you guys here, obviously for all the reasons that Mickey and you just laid out. What's been your favorite part about having this here in Nashville throughout the course of the
besides
week?
Getting to see my brother and my sister-in-law, sure, and my nephew Dylan, you know, that's been the best part of it. I just think it's walking down the street and feeling welcome. I love Nashville. My counterpart who runs the CVB in Charlotte hates Nashville.
What?
Because it's such a hard competition.
Oh.
It's not that he hates Nashville. It's because Nashville is such a great place for people, right, to visit, a wonderful convention center, so many great hotels in the uptown area. But I think it's such a welcoming place. And, you know, walking down the street, I may not have anything on, say, in NASCAR, but you just feel welcome, the hospitality that you feel here, which is something that I think the NASCAR community has. We try to have it sure, at the NASCAR Hall of Fame. You know, we felt that way at the Country Music Hall of Fame. They didn't know us from Adam, but they could not have been more welcoming. So I think it's a similar type of people that it's, we know you're here to have a good time, whatever the reason you're here is, and we feel like the community has put their arms around NASCAR and said, welcome back.
Yeah,
good vibes all around.
Feels right. Just feels right. Winston Kelly, great to have you. Anytime you're in town, you come in town to see family, come by and see us. You can jump on the radio with us anytime.
Well, same here. Come see us at the NASCAR Hall of Fame or anything we can do for you guys, but sincerely appreciate you carrying MRN and being a part of this weekend.
Nobody does it better than you guys. That's
no
for sure.
Doubt.
We come back, we'll wrap up the show from the Music City Center. We will hear from Mike Vrabel about this tough